We are very sensitive to the fact that there are some farmers in the red and orange zones who still did not have the opportunity to get a farmer's ID. But he's a legitimate farmer. We are not going to hold back the process. We have a list with farmers with valid IDs, but we are going to give those farmers in the red and orange zones a chance, an extra chance. And we are visiting the shelters to speak to farmers, to see persons who have farmed, and we have the extension staff and the justice of the peace to help to verify. And there is also a team that we have with other farmers from the area, because if you really want to know who's farming, the farmers from the area will know who's a farmer. And I just want to send out a message to persons or extension staff would be very vigilant to ensure that our focus is on the farmers, and we also will be assisting the fishers.